Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and today is going to be a solo episode for me. I actually had some technical difficulties with a podcast, and so here I am. And I had to come up with an idea today on the fly. So I hope you'll join me for this idea. I was in the bathroom. All great ideas start in the bathroom, right? I was in the bathroom at my gym where I have started personal training. And on the wall is a piece of paper entitled The Man in the Arena. And it is from a speech given by President Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th President of the United States, on April 23rd, 1910. The speech is a little bit 1910-ish, if you will. The speech is called Citizenship in a Republic and was delivered at the Sorbonne in Paris, France. The passage highlights the importance of effort, perseverance, and taking risk, as well as the courage it takes to face potential failure. And I thought while reading it that not only did it apply to you at the gym, it applies to you in your business. So much so, I asked ChatGPT, the upgraded version, ChatGPT-4, to rewrite it for me. I'll give you a couple of those at the end, but I want to read it to you because it's so important. It applies to you. I guarantee it applies to you. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't taken the plunge into the arena, you're sitting on the sidelines deciding whether you can or you can't do this, or listening to other people tell you why you can or can't do this. It's time to get in the arena. And so it goes like this. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And I think too often people spend time consuming, and not stepping in the arena, and then judging those people who are in the arena on whether they were successful or whether they failed. And we all share this public opinion on how somebody should have done something. It happens in every sport, right? I'm a baseball junkie. There's no shortage of people judging the greatest fucking athletes in the world the day after the game on how they could have been better while they sit on their couch, or the Monday morning quarterback who judges their NFL team on Sunday morning, or just like anyone else who's judging business owners, or there's no shortage of judgments on Elon Musk, some rightfully so, some not rightfully so, or on billionaires or on business owners while we all sit on the sidelines and don't actually step in the arena. So I encourage you, if you're listening to this and you haven't stepped in the arena, you need to step in the arena. And yes, you're going to fail. And that's a wonderful thing, because at least you're in the arena trying, and you're going to learn so much from it that you can keep going and keep staying in the arena, and rather than sitting outside with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Now, what is cool with this is I wanted ChatGPT to help me out with this podcast. So I went to it and I said, do you know what the man in the arena is? First off, if you don't know what ChatGPT is, go to chat.openai.com. Sign up and play with this AI tool. It is very, very impressive. It learns upon itself. It's unbelievable. And the future is either bright or dire, depending on how you view AI. We don't need to get into that subject today, but here's what I want to show you AI could do for me. So I said, do you know what the man in the arena is? And it said, yes, the man in the arena is a famous passage from a speech, blah, 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 blah. The passage reads, blah, 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 blah. Just what I read to you. And I said, can you rewrite the passage in the tone of Joe Rogan? And now I'm not good with accents here, but I'm going to read both of these things I had it rewrite for you. Actually, I wrote three of them, and I just want you to see the power of AI. So you heard Theodore Roosevelt's 1910 version. Here is AI's version of how Joe Rogan would say that. All right, man, here's the deal. Forget about the people who just criticize and never get their hands dirty. They're not the ones who matter. What really counts is the dude who's right in the thick of it, grinding away, getting dirty and bloody, giving it his all. He's going to mess up, sure, but that's just part of the game. You see, you can't make progress without a few setbacks. But this guy, he's in it for the long haul. He's got passion, dedication, and he's all about doing something that really matters. At the end of the day, he might just pull off something incredible, and that's what it's all about. But even if he doesn't, at least he was out there trying, man. That's the spirit we should all strive for. And so I liked that, and I thought about actually just reading that on the podcast, but I said, you know what? Look, I like Joe Rogan. You can have your feelings about him or whatever they may be, but I like Joe Rogan. But I like Gary Vaynerchuk even more. I like his optimism because I'm an eternal optimist, and I don't think you can be an entrepreneur without being an optimist, if I'm honest with you. And so I said, can you then rewrite this passage in the tone of Gary Vaynerchuk? And it said, look, it's not about the haters and the doubters who just sit there and criticize. They don't matter. The real game changer is the person who's hustling right in the middle of it all, grinding, getting dirty, and taking the hits. That person is going to screw up sometimes, but guess what? That's part of the journey. You can't expect to crush it without making mistakes and learning from them. This person, they're all in. They've got fire, passion, and they're committed to something bigger than themselves. At the end of it all, they might just achieve something extraordinary, and that's what it's really about. But even if they don't, they were in the arena putting in the work, and that's what we should all aspire to do. So I actually had it rewrite this as someone starting an online business, right? I wanted to shift how they were perceiving, AI was perceiving this from Theodore Roosevelt and said, can you rewrite this for online business? Now, you can imagine where this goes, but again, AI is pretty impressive. So it said, remember, it's not the naysayers who matter, the ones who criticize without ever taking action themselves. What's important is being the person who's right there in the mix, starting their online business, working through the challenges, and getting their hands dirty. You'll make mistakes, but that's just part of the process. Effort and learning go hand in hand. You can't make progress without a few bumps along the way. But as someone who's taking the leap into an online business world, you're showing dedication and enthusiasm for making something great. In the end, you might achieve tremendous success, and that's what it's all about. Even if things don't turn out exactly as you hoped, at least you were in the arena giving your all, and that's the spirit every entrepreneur should embody. And I couldn't agree more. You're going to fail. You're likely going to fail more than a few times. You're likely not going to be running the business you first start with years from now anyway. Like, you're going to pivot. I've been part of dozens of businesses at this point over the course of 8 or 9 years. And so I encourage you, if you're listening to this and you've been listening for a while, first off, thank you for listening, but get in the arena. It's time to get in. John and I have literally given you every single piece of information we possibly could on this podcast. Go back to episode 1, binge through it, and take action. Jump in the arena and start falling on your face until you figure it out and see if you can achieve something tremendous. Or maybe it does, in fact, turn out just like you hoped, and you get the freedom you seek, whatever that means for you, whether that's more time with your family, more time for yourself, more time traveling the world, whatever freedom means to you. You're listening to this because you're seeking it, and I encourage you, get in the arena. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode 1. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.